Hari. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 28 तम ऋत्विज शक्रवधाभिषन्धितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम् असह्यरंहसम् निवारयामासुः अहो महापते न युज्यते अत्र अन्यवध प्रचोदितात् तं ऋत्विजक्षक्रवधापि संधितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्षमसह्यरं हसम् निवारयामासु अहो महामते न युज्यते अत्रण्यवदः प्रचोदितान् तं हृद्विजशक्रवधाभिसन्धितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यमसह्यरं हसम् निवारयामासुरहो महामते न युज्यते त्रण्यवधः प्रचोदितान् तं ऋत्विजश्चक्रवधापि सन्धितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यमसह्यरं हसम् निवारयामासुरहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवधः प्रचोदितात् तम किंग पृथु ऋद्विज द प्रीस शक्रवध किलिंग द किंग ऑफ हेवन अभिसंधितम दस प्रिपेरिंग हिमसेल्फ विचक्ष्य हैविंग ऑब्जर्व्ड दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम टेरिबल टू लुक एट असह्य अनबेरेबल रमहसम हूज वेलोसिटी निवारयाम आसुहु दे फॉरबिड अहो ओ महामते ओ ग्रेट सोल न नॉट युज्यते इज वर्दी फॉर यू अत्र in this sacrificial arena anya others vadaha killing prachoditat from being so directed in the scriptures translation and purport by His Divine Grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation when the priest and all others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra. They requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in a sacrifice. Such a direction is given by Shastra. Purport. Animal killing is intended for different purposes. It tests the proper pronunciation of Vedic mantras, and an animal being put into the sacrificial fire should come out with a new life. No one should ever be killed in a sacrifice meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. How then could Indra be killed when he is actually worshipped in the Yajna and accepted as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, the priest requested King Prithu not to kill him. Next verse. Vayam marutvantam ihartha nashanam vayamaheta shrivasa hatatusham ayata yamo pahavair anantaram prasahya rajan juhavamatehitam. Translation. Dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras which were never before used, and certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into the fire because he is your enemy. Purport. By chanting the Vedic mantras properly in a sacrifice, one can perform many wonderful things. In Kali Yuga, however, there are so qualified Brahmanas who can chant the mantras properly. Consequently, no attempt should be made to perform such big sacrifices. In this age, the only sacrifice recommended is the Sankirtan movement. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणलिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. तम ऋद्विज शकारवधाभिसन्धितं विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्षमसह्यरं हसं निवारयामासुरहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवध प्रचोदितात्. When the priest and all others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animal can be killed in a sacrifice. Such a or the direction given by the Shastras. Hare Krishna. It's a great privilege and honor and humbling experience to be in the assembly of devotees. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 19. Prithu Maharaj is performing 100 horse sacrifices. The title of the chapter says King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices, even though he performed 99 and was stopped. So this particular pastime of Prithu Maharaj performing 100 sacrifices, Indra becoming angry. So this is a fight between two great souls. When there is fight happens or quarrel happens, misunderstanding happens between two parties, there is sometimes there is reconciliation, sometimes there is one side has to be taken. For example, when there is a fight between a cow and the lion, what one should do? Who one should protect? Huh? Definitely cow. So somehow they protect the cow and drew the lion away, or one could even kill the lion to save the cow. But in our GV form, you know, it's amazing that we got cows are not tied up, isn't it? They are just kept in open. But very often the cows themselves come together and they fight with each other. Have you seen like that? Cows and bulls. So when two cows are fighting with each other with their horns, before we saw lion and cow are fighting. Cow is trying to protect herself, struggling with this little energy to save herself from the lion. So that time we just take the side of the cow. When two cows are fighting, we eat one same food, fodder. Whose side you will take? You need to protect both, correct? So that time the reconciliation is a something which is has to be done. So these kinds of scenario we see in the Shastras also. When the cow and the lion is fighting, that is like a difference between the Shastras and the atheistic conclusions. The Buddhist may say, the Mayavadis are saying, and the Shastra is saying. So it's not very difficult. Take one side, take the side of the Shastra, and just throw away the atheistic conclusions. So one cannot, we'll try to reconcile and solve the problem. No, just throw them away. But in the Shastra themselves are many times, apparently they are contradicting. So that time we cannot just throw one part of the Shastra and take other part. Take one cow. The cow is giving milk, so I'll take that cow and throw away another cow. Now we need to take care of both the cows, because both the cows are either milk giving cow or not milk giving cow. Both are dear to Krishna. So we need to protect both and reconcile both. So like that, when the Shastras are there, so many times it apparently they may give contradictory information, they may give different injunctions according to time, place, circumstances, but they had to be reconciled. So in Srimad Bhagavatam presents such a scenario here, where this is not a fight between a lion and a cow, this is to some extent a fight between two cows. Maybe one cow is behaving improperly, it is eating not only its own food, it is encroaching in another cow's food also. So Indra he is not satisfied having his own opulence, but he is fearful that not even a single grain of my, you know, object of enjoyment should be taken away. So much fearful. So now Indra is encroaching upon another cow called Prithu Maharaj. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur will be saying in this commentary that Prithu Maharaj is an incarnation of Krishna. And Indra is also Bhagavat Tanu. He is also limb of Krishna. Sometimes Krishna himself appears as Indra, Yajna. So Chakravarti Pad is saying that through Yajna, the demigods are worshipped. And through the demigod, ultimately Vishnu is pleased. So here, Prithu Maharaj is very angry and he was about to destroy Indra with his power. That and the priests are stopping him. Do not kill. In the sacrifice, the animal which can be killed is horse or cows, some animals. But Indra is not a person to be supposed to be killed during the sacrifice. So they are telling, don't kill Indra. In the next verse, the same priest are saying that, we will take care of killing Indra. So the priests are stopping Prithu Maharaj from killing Indra. At the same time, the priests are saying that, by our power of the mantras, we will destroy Indra. So the reason the priests are giving that Indra shouldn't be killed in the sacrifice, because in the sacrifice only designated animals can be killed. If you kill Indra, then Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice is undone. So the purpose for which Prithu Maharaj wants to kill, that will be undone. So they are telling that don't kill Indra. But then what is the solution? Prithu Maharaj would be asking that if you should not kill Indra, then how the sacrifice is going to be performed, how Vishnu is going to be pleased. So now the priests themselves offering another solution, by the power of the mantra we'll bring Indra and we will directly give sublation in the sacrifice. So outside the sacrifice arena he should not be killed. But if he falls in the fire, that is okay. How is this? So many things here has to be, you know, apparently contradictory. You know. So when people study Shastra, they become confused. What is this? You know, one fellow said, what is this nonsense? One should not eat meat. Why Brahmanas are not eating meat? They say that in the temple, after eating meat, people are allowed to enter the temple and take darshan. So one cannot kill anybody in the temple. But people eat meat outside and they're carrying that dead corpse inside the stomach and they're going inside the temple and taking darshan. That time you don't stop. So if you can bring the meat inside the temple in your stomach, why can't we do the same thing inside the temple? You can kill also. Cut the throat of a goat. So these kinds of, you know, stupid things people say. But the sukshma or the subtlety of the shastras are, you know, has to be understood. Even in the worldly example, we are sitting in the farm surrounded by trees. I don't know what it's called in English. There is one particular syrup we get from the tal tree. You know, Mayapur, Bengal and all, they sell in the early morning. What do you call that? Neera or something? Tadi. So that particular syrup which comes from the tall tree, till morning 5 o'clock, exactly if it comes at morning 4:30 to 5 o'clock, it comes from the tree. A whole night it comes drops, and in the early morning till 5 o'clock that can be taken. And even if it is 5:15, 5:30 when the sun rises, if you start taking that same drink will turn into liquor. So just matter of few minutes, one thinks is object of you know, sattvic food, which is gives you nourishment, which gives you strength, which could even improve your you know, thinking capacity, it's a good healthy drink. But when the same thing passes its time, designated time, then it will become intoxicant, isn't it? So the time, place, circumstance is very important, you know. People say, why this cannot be done, that cannot be done. In the previous ages, they have done that. Forget about previous ages. Within a day, early morning, the drink from the tall tree is a great nectar, can be taken by sattvic people. But same thing, within 1 hour, it cannot be taken. So Shastra similarly say that different things can be done at different time. That is not applicable for all the time. So in the sacrifice, killing Indra outside the sacrificial arena, that will destroy the sacrifice. So now the rishis are, the sages who are performing sacrifice, they are giving a solution to Prithu Maharaj. Do not worry, we will bring him directly inside the fire sacrifice, the Yajna Kunda. Then we'll achieve both the purpose. So here the rishis are reconciling some contradictions from the Shastras with their fertile brain. So that is bona fide. And now also again a problem comes. The rishis and the sages, they are very attached to Prithu Maharaj, who is incarnation of Vishnu. They want to satisfy him. And they give this opinion that we'll solve this problem of sacrifice has to be performed and at the same time our enemy should be killed. They brought this solution. But again, there's another contradiction in the solution itself. So now, Brahmaji is going to come and he is going to give another higher perspective. What perspective is that? Okay, you avoided the problem of killing Indra outside the sacrifice, by which the sacrifice won't be completed. And you brought the solution that kill Indra within the sacrificial fire. But Brahmaji brought another problem, that if you do that is also self-contradictory. There he says, Indra is not an ordinary person. Indra is Lord Vishnu's body. The demigods are Vishnu's body. And Prithu Maharaj is also Shakti Avesh Avatar, Vishnu's body. And the purpose of Yajna is to satisfy the demigods, who are Vishnu's limbs, by which we are satisfying Vishnu himself. So the purpose of Yajna is to satisfy Indra, and you want to kill Indra in the same sacrifice. So again, what is the use of your sacrifice if you are doing that? So Brahmaji brings out this particular contradiction, problem. So then the sages were thinking now, what to do, you know. Whether to do this, kill Indra and perform the sacrifice. But Brahmaji is of other opinion. So now from Brahmaji's perspective, this is a fight between one cow and another cow. For the sages, they are taking this as a fight between a cow and the lion. So sages are, from their point of view, they have taken the side of the cow, that is Prithu Maharaj, and want to destroy lion. But from Brahmaji's point of view, they are taking Prithu Maharaj's one cow and Indra's another cow. So now how Brahmaji is going to solve this problem? He has to protect both the cows. So there Brahmaji brings out his reconciliation that one cow has to take some back seat. So it is easy to face situation when you face a lion by the power of Krishna. The cow, the devotees can protect themselves. But when we feel the situation where we are surrounded by the cows and they themselves are creating problem and they are all dear to Krishna, there comes a big difficulty, how we are going to reconcile. Difficulty is not so much for the cows. The difficulty is more for the cowherd. The spiritual master and the leaders of the society and the senior devotees, you know. So that will be a very, very tough challenge. So that role is taken by Brahma ji, how he reconciles. So that is the greatness from Brahma ji's point of view, and the greatness from the point of view of the Prithu Maharaj, the cows. That is also amazing how they are taken this up, you know. So such scenarios, you know, I'll give one example how great souls, you know, solve such kind of contradiction, how devotees have taken this up also. We had a Sri Ramanavami festival yesterday. In Ramayan, this episode of Vibhishan Sharanagati, everybody knows the pastime. So Ramanujacharya was giving the class on Vibhishan Sharanagati in Srirangam. The class was going on, you know, elaborate class. So there Ramanujacharya was explaining the greatness of Vibhishan. Vibhishan left everything. Raghavaya Sharanangataha, he came and surrendered to Lord Ram. Only one thing Vibhishan has to say, that yes to Ravana. Whatever he says is fine. Then Vibhishan has his own palace. His family is, you know, protected. In Swarna Lanka, he is there. Can lead a peaceful life. But he did not do that. He took side of Lord Ram. And he left Lanka. And this side, he came to meet Lord Ram with his four assistants. Now this side also, he is not sure whether he will be accepted. So he is practically on the sky. Now suddenly the Vanaras in Rameshwaram, this side, they saw that, you know, huge dark cloud is appearing in the sky. On top of the dark cloud is a lightning. So like that, Vibhishan's body was huge, dark, and he's wearing a golden helmet, you know. So suddenly saw, what is this coming, you know. So then they got up and they took all their whatever stones they have got and weapons they had. So they said that they thought that Vibhishana is coming to attack us. They are about to attack him. So then Vibhishana, with his folded hands, he appealed to them that, I am the brother of Ravana. Please inform Lord Sri Ram that I have come here to offer my life to him. So that time Sugriva and others are having a big meeting what to do with Vibhishana. Now this is pastime is being narrated by Sri Ramanujacharya. So when the Vanaras went to Lord Ram and they discussed so many things, you know, Sugriva said that this fellow Vibhishana has come from the enemy's party and he's come here because he wanted to take away the kingdom from Ravana. He knows that by your prowess, my dear Lord, you will kill Ravana and you will take the kingdom of Lanka. And Vibhishana want to join you just now because he knows that you will win and he will take the kingdom from you, as if he is your friend. So Ram was laughing that, you know, what about you? You had a quarrel with your own brother and you joined me and you got your kingdom also. So Ram was laughing, and many Vanaras are telling their own different opinions. Most of them are telling that he shouldn't be accepted. All of you heard elaborate pastime of Vibhishan Sharanagati. So all of them are in one voice. They are saying that he shouldn't be accepted. And Hanuman is the only person. He said, you know, this person is, Vibhishan is a nice person because he has all good qualities. He should can be accepted. So now Hanumanji is not saying that, you know, because he went to Lanka and they were about to burn his tail. So Vibhishan is a person who protected Hanumanji. So maybe Hanumanji has now got a chance to repay his debt. But Hanumanji said that, I am not telling for any other reason. I am telling for your, because of a love for you, Lord Ram. I really understand that Vibhishan is a good person. You please accept him. So now Ram had both sides. One side is telling that he is a bad fellow. Reject him. And another side, only Hanumanji is only party in this side. He is saying that he is a good person, accept him. So now Lord Ram has to take a decision. So here is not a problem. The decision is that he has to take either one decision with their reasons also. But Ram did not take both the parties' opinion. Lord Ram took a third opinion. How is it possible? Good person accept him, bad person reject him. But as Lord Ram, as he can only do, he said that I am not going to accept both of your views. So everybody is confused what Ram is going to say. So Ram said that bad person reject him, good person accept him. Both are wrong. Whether bad or good, I am going to accept him. So he looked at Sugriva, he said that you are talking about Vibhishana, bad person, good person, or you are saying that he will come and he will destroy us, he is coming from the enemy camp. So I am telling you, Sugriva, you don't know about me. Immediately go. Anayena Harisreshta Dattamasya Abhayamaya Vibhishanova Sugriva Yadiva Ravana Swayam. You know, Dattamasya Abhayamaya, I already given my Abhaya Pradhan to him. Anayena Hari Sreshta, you know, he, Lord Ram is taunting Sugriva. Hari, the word also refers to monkey also, Vishnu also, Surya also. Hari Sreshta, best of the monkeys, you know. Anayena Hari Sreshta, Dattam Asya Abhayam, I already given my protection to him. Bring him immediately. So Sugriva got confused, you know, so scared, he got up. He went and brought him. And before he goes, Lord Ram further says that, I understand that you have concern for me, you have affection for me. Yesterday we discussed Radha Gopinath Prabhu beautifully said, Sugriva and Ram, the relation is of Sakya Bhava, friendly relationship. So Sugriva as a friend of Ram, as a devotee of Ram, he wanted to protect Ram. So Ram here nicely taking both parties. Now he taken the third decision. He had not even supported Hanumanji also. Good person accept him. Lord Ram is saying that good person or bad person, you know. Ram went to such an extent that Vibhishanova Sugriva Yadiva Ravana Swayam. Whether person has come here, is forget about Vibhishan. Even Ravana have come here, I will accept him. So Ram is giving justification. He did not just tell that I am accepting Vibhishana, but he was also removing the fear of Sugriva. Why, what is the fear of Sugriva? That this fellow will come and destroy our party. So, don't take him. So, Ram, in accepting Vibhishana, he is also removing the doubt of Sugriva. What he is saying? That you are afraid about Vibhishana. You know, what is my power? Pishashan, Dhanavan, Daityan, Prithivyam, Chaiva, Rakshasan, Angulya, Agrena, Tanhanyan, Ichchan, Hari Ganeshwara. Hari, again monkey. Hari Ganeshwara, best of the monkeys. The lord of the monkeys. Just by mere desire of my, I can destroy all the Pishachas, Dhanavas, Daityas, all put together in the whole universe with my mere tip of my finger. You are worried about Vibhishan coming here and destroying us? Do not worry. Bring immediately him here. You know. So, Sugriva got up and that time Lord Ram spoke the beautiful shlokas. Prabhupada often quotes this verse from Ramayana. Sakruteva prapannaya tavasmin niti chayachate. Abhayam sarvata tasmai varam yetat pratham mama. That I have taken a vow that anybody who comes to me. Krishna spoke his favorite shloka, sarvadharman paridyajya, in between two armies. And here Ram is also speaking in between two armies. On the other side is Ravana's army. This side is monkeys. Ram's own army. In between these two places, somehow or other, the Lord speaks this, his most important teaching in midst of the great crowds. The enemies are there, Duryodhana's and others were there, other side, Pandavas this side, Krishna spoke in the middle, and here Rami is also speaking. So spoke that if anybody even comes once to me and tells that I am yours, I accept him forever. You know. So Ram spoke and they brought Vibhishan. So here Ram reconciled these both views, and he took all different kind of, you know, logic, that good person, bad person, I don't care. Immediately bring him here. So Vibhishan was brought, and Ram told Lakshman, okay, you go and do, bring sea water and do Abhishek for him. So they offered Abhishek for him. And that time Ram declared him that he'll be the king of Lanka. So the bridge is not constructed, the fight is not happened, Ravana is not yet killed. But Ram declared that Vibhishan is going to be the king of Lanka. You know, all the devotees are wondering, you know, why so much hurry Ram has, you know, why he has to declare him even before. But Ram understood that, you know, if I after killing Ravana, Vibhishana immediately asked me that you should be the king of Lanka, you know. So before even he asked, Ram declares him, you know, you will be the king of Lanka, you know. So Ramanujacharya was explaining this pastime in the audience. I'm giving in a short but long elaborate explanation. So one devotee in that crowd is hearing this class. His name is Dhanurdas. And all other devotees are hearing. They are all rapt attention. And the pastimes, everybody is actually in tears, you know. Such a beautiful narration, elaborate narration. So many nuances are there in Vibhishana Sharanagati. Practically for 5-6 hours, it can be explained. So when Ramanujacharya completed the class, everybody was ecstatic and they were so much inspired. Except one devotee. His name is Dhanurdas. He said he got up from this class and he did not meet Ramanujacharya, hung his head and just left the class. And Ramanujacharya noticed it, you know, why this Dhanurdas is doing like this? Everybody is inspired. And so Ramanujacharya called him specifically, what happened to you? So Dhanurdas said that, you know, my dear Gurudev, before hearing your today's class, I have all the desire to perform bhakti, sharanagati. But after hearing today's class, I think this is what I'm saying bye to you and I won't be able to perform any other devotional service. If Dhanurdas would be having a bead bag and japamala, he'll be doing like this. Guru Maharaj, thank you for all your kindness. I'm giving my japamala back to you. No more chanting from today onwards. So from the Sri Vaishnavas, if you remove the deities, they don't know what to do in life. Kya karna chahiye? If you take away bead bag from Hare Krishna, they don't know what to do in their life. So this is a scenario. So imagine that the bead bag from the Hare Krishna devotees are taken away. So like that, he himself gives a bead bag. I won't do any further bhakti after hearing. Ramanujacharya wondering that I gave such an elaborate class on Vibhishana Sharanagati. This fellow is saying that this is what the understanding he got after hearing the class. So Ramanujacharya was curious also. I gave such a class, everybody is inspired. Why you are saying like this? So he wanted to hear from Dhanurdas. Okay, he just put arm around his shoulder and took him away. Okay, tell me what happened to you. Why you are saying that after hearing this class, you want to stop devotional service. So Dhanurdas said that, you know, Vibhishana Sharanagati, what you explained is such an elaborate in understanding Vibhishana personality. After hearing this story, I understood that I can't do anything like that. Someone said, what happened to you? Why Vibhishana, you know, such a personality surrendered and we should be inspired. Why you are not inspired? What is the problem? He said Vibhishana is, and Dhanurdas started comparing himself with Vibhishana. Vibhishana is situated in mode of goodness and he left all his family, left everything and genuinely wanted to surrender to Lord Ram. In spite of doing all these things, practically he was hanging in the sky and he was not allowed to even come in front of Ram. All the vanaras, they were thinking that how to finish him off, and they had a big meeting that they should be, you know, he should be rejected. So everybody is talking about rejecting. Only one person, Hanumanji, said okay, he can be accepted. So such is the scenario, and he had a tough time to enter into the party of Ram. Finally he got some place inside, you know, devotees mercifully, no, okay, come inside, you know. So if that is the case for Vibhishan, people like me, what is the chance I got? I am in complete in mode of ignorance in Rajo. So I don't think any chance I have got to enter into the assembly of the swans like Vibhishana, your disciples. So I think that I shouldn't be wasting my time. So I'm stopping my bhakti from now. So the Ramanujacharya was very happy. Everybody is crying and tears and everybody is, you know, enjoying the class inspired. But you heard the class very attentively, nicely. So doubt in our mind is actually, is good actually. When you have more and more doubts, then the conclusions become stronger. If there are no doubts comes means anytime our conclusions, maybe we become confused and we may give up the confidence in what we are doing. So Ramanujacharya was very happy that he had doubts. But it's a duty of a spiritual master, he has to remove the doubts of the disciple also. So Ramanuja took his hand and took him to a seclusion and told that whatever I have not spoken in the class, the more subtle nuances I will going to tell you. So he took him away and made him sit in a secluded place and told that, you know, your concern is really, it is a genuine concern, but I'll tell you one secret thing here. So Ramanujacharya said, in Vibhishan Sharanagati, definitely what is your idea is that he had a tough time, that is true. But in Vibhishan Sharanagati, in our process of surrender, there is a difference. What difference is that? When Vibhishan came to surrender to Lord Ram, he approached Ram without the presence of Sita Devi. But our approach of surrender to Ram is that we don't approach Ram directly or Krishna directly, we approach through Sita Devi, Srimati Radharani. So, because of that reason, we have no difficulties. If you go to the Lord directly, he will see all our faults. But if you go through his dear devotee, Srimati Radharani, he will not see our fault. So, Vibhishan came to Ram without Sita Devi, that's why he had a difficult time. And not only that, we also approach Krishna through this disciple's succession. And Ramanujacharya started giving all the explanation. When predecessor Acharya, his own Acharyas, Nammalvar is getting spiritual world. If Nammalvar gets spiritual world, definitely Nathamani will get. If Nathamani is attaining spiritual world, Yamunacharya will get spiritual world. If Yamunacharya is getting spiritual world, definitely I will also get. Through Mahapurna. If I am going to spiritual world, what is the difficulty for you? Just hold on to my feet, you will also come to spiritual world. So here, Ramanujacharya clarified his doubt and he said that the process of bhakti is more difficult when you approach Krishna directly, and if you approach through the devotees, you don't have to work very hard, you don't have to suffer a lot, like Vibhishan. Then Ramanuja said the same pastime, you see, with Vibhishan came four other assistants. And there was a checking, thorough checking for Vibhishan, whether he should be allowed or not allowed. But when Vibhishan got passed in the test, his assistants, four asuras who came with Vibhishan from Lanka, they also automatically got inside, you know, entry inside. There was no separate, you know, checking for them, you know, what to do with this assistant, whether they are good or bad, there is not much checking. So he said, when you go alone to the Lord, there will be a lot of difficulties. But you go through the devotees, when the devotees are entering inside, you can also easily get entrance into the assembly of Krishna's internal associates. So, those four asuras, how they got entry into Lord Ram's assembly, because Vibhishan had passed the test. Similarly, you are with us, so you don't have to worry about it. I will take care of all the difficulties. So when Prabhupada was asked by the devotees that, you know, Prabhupada, it's so difficult to, and this bhakti is very difficult, I think we won't be able to achieve the success. So Prabhupada said that I have got a backdoor key. You know, just hold on to my dhoti. You know. So, approaching Krishna, you know, this simple example we give, like, you know, seeing the sun from distance looks very small. But when you have this, you know, telescope or some many, you know, any scopes have come now. When you see through that, the sun comes close to the vision comes closer. But when you want to get the object close to you, the more the object comes closer, that means the telescope has many lenses within it, you know. The more the lens they put inside the telescope, the object which is far away comes closer to your eyes. Vision is become more clear. Similarly, the devotees are like lenses. The Guru Parampara is like a lens. So it is not an interruption. It is not a, you know, obstacle in between you and Krishna. But this is actually in between. it's like a telescope lenses which brings Krishna more closer to our heart, you know. So when Dandurdas asked question and then heard the explanation, he was overwhelmed and immediately fell flat at Ramanuja's lotus feet, and he said that now my doubts are cleared. I am, you know, something like he took his bead back again. So why I am saying this story is that the so-called contradictions, when we see and how the how things get resolved, is that when there is a difficulty between a cow, two cows difficulties, there is a responsibility from the cow side also, there is a greater responsibility from the cow herd also. So the more the cows are not matured, the cow herd has to work very hard. He has to pull the cow. Both cows are fighting and eating the same grain, so he has to pull it very hard. But at least if one cow is little softer, the cowherd boy's job is less. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj is one cow, Indra is one cow. Now the job is cowherd boy's Brahmaji. Yesterday, fortunately, we had some association of Surinas Radhana Swami Maharaj. He gave a beautiful story how the cowherd boys were desired to have association of Krishna. And Krishna challenged the cowherd boys. I am the greatest of all fighter. If any of you want to fight with me, come. So Krishna challenged the cowherds, and the cowherds are telling that, you know, Krishna, you are not a great fighter. We are all great fighters. So then all the cowherd boys decided that let us come together and attack Krishna. So the thousands of cowherd boys are coming to attack Krishna. And Krishna, what he did, he expanded himself into 1,000 cowherd boys. And there was a great fight between cowherd boys and 1,000 Krishna. And there was fight. And Krishna was winning, and all the cowherd boys said, we are surrendering to you, Krishna. So then Maharaj said that this every cowherd boys were thinking that Krishna is fighting only with me because he is so much affectionate towards me, he loves me. Krishna is fighting only with me, not with anybody else. So Krishna said that I fought with all of you. They said, no, you fought it only with me because you love me the most. I didn't say any others are fighting with you. Only I am fighting with you, you know. So all their love, they want Krishna their own. So Krishna can resolve all their transcendental competition. Somebody said in a football match, why these two parties, 22 play or 20 some number football, why this one village fellow went to the game and he saw that why this one people are 20 people are fighting in the one football. Just give everybody one individual ball. Just keep them quiet, you know. So the material world, it's difficult to satisfy everybody. But Krishna transcendentally expanded himself and satisfied everyone. And everybody is thinking that Krishna loves me the most. So here, Brahmaji has to satisfy both and somehow or other protect both the cows. But here Prithu Maharaj is a cow, Sattvic cow. So he himself accepted Brahmaji's proposal and he said, okay, I'll accept your proposal. So that is a greatness from Prithu Maharaj and there is a greatness from Brahmaji. That Brahmaji's job was, you know, solved easily. But Indra, from the sadhaka's point of view, we should learn that we shouldn't be like Indra, like cow, selfish. At the same time, if we are dealing with, the more we stay in society, we'll nevertheless has to become leader. So the same from Brahmaji's point of view, if it's a bad cow or a good cow, they are not lion and the cow. You cannot kill the lion and save the cow. That has to be protected. So that is a tough challenge. So we learn from the great souls, how Sri Ramachandra Prabhu, how he reconciled the contradiction between Sugriva's party and Hanumanji's party. Hanumanji's party, Ram did not take it as it is. Good or bad, I'll accept Vibhishan. Sugriva, he said, even if a bad person, I'll accept him. So Sugriva also kind of satisfied that Ram did not take Hanumanji's side. So he is happy that Lord did not take Hanumanji's side. He took the third opinion. Good or bad, I'll accept him. And also Ram has to give explanation to Sugriva that why I am taking, your concerns are addressed. What is your concern? Shamanantra used to give this example. We had one vehicle which goes to flower market, and also the same vehicle goes to Sabji market. Our Devananda Pandit Prabhu is Sabji market in charge. Some other devotees, flower, used to go to flower. One vehicle was there. Both of them were, some problem came and there was a fight between flower party and the Sabji market party. You know, we had one Maruti van long back. So Shamanantra was, later he was giving us an explanation how to manage things. He brought both of them. They are really angry, you know. Vehicle is my vehicle, this is my vehicle. Both of them are serving Krishna. Now they are not lion and cow, they are both cows. Sabji is pleasing to Krishna, flower is pleasing to Krishna. We cannot say that, you know. So Shamanantra said, your problem is not vehicle. Your problem is not with other devotee. Your problem is not with this devotee. Your problem is you need vehicle. So then Prabhuji made a schedule that this, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sabji market, you know, bring Sabji and put it in the refrigerator. And these alternative days, you know, he made some arrangements. Later, they purchased two vehicles, given them, both of them, two vehicles. So then he said that the problem becomes so intense because there is a, they thought the problem is with each other. But problem is not with each other, problem is with one vehicle. So if that is adjusted, then things are resolved. So he has to address the concern and give security to the both parties. You will get your vehicle, you will also get your vehicle. Not same vehicle at the same time, something can be resolved. So that kind of thing immediately boiled, you know, cooled down. All the boiling things came down. So similarly, Ram, when he addressed this problem of this side and that side, he addressed Sugriva's issue also. He gave security to his concern. What is your concern? He will come and kill me or he will come and destroy us. Do not worry, I will take care of that. For Hanumanji, I will accept him. May not be for your reason, I have my own reason. That is way of reconciling. So here, Brahmaji is seeing the both the parties. And he does the reconciliation, where he does the reconciliation from his point of view, both are cows. From the cow's point of view, Prithu Maharaj becomes soft. So from the cow's point of view, we are all both cows in Brahmaji's place. We are the leaders also, we are under the leader also. So we can learn from both the parties. So we should try our best to be like Prithu, cow like Prithu Maharaj. And also we should also take care of both the parties like Brahmaji, Lord Ram. Ramanujacharya, how he addressed the concern of, you know, he solved the contradiction. I'll end up with one more pastime. There was one devotee was writing verses glorifying Sripad Ramanujacharya. Few days back, he was dead against Ramanuja. And Sripad Ramanujacharya decided to leave Srirangam just because of this fellow. And this fellow, he is a pujari. And Ramanujacharya wanted to throw him out of seva. Next day, you want to throw him out of seva. And that night, Mahalakshmi herself comes in the dream of Ramanuja and tells him that whatever, you know, reformations you want to do, you do in the altar of my husband. My pujaris, please don't remove them. This is a pujari, Ramanujacharya, you want to throw him away from the seva. Please do anything you want there, but not in my altar. So next day, Ramanujacharya got up. He was so angry that, you know, I came all the way from Kanchipuram. You brought me here and now Lakshmi herself is taking the side of this, you know, this rascal pujari who is doing all atrocities. So now he called Kuresh and told that, take the key of the temple. I am leaving back to Kanchipuram. So managers, you know, we had difficulty. Ramanuj himself had difficulties, you know, frustration. You know. Prabhuji was sitting here with the great experience. So he said that I am leaving this temple, I have no more management, I am done my seva. I'll take my danda sannyasi, leave. So then Kuresh told, "No, no, no, don't. Please, please, please wait for some time. If Lakshmi is taking his side, mean there is something will be there. In due course of time, things will be solved." So Ramanuja says, "I'll give you this much time. Deadline I'm giving you. Before that, if things are not solved, you be here, I am leaving." It's a long pastime, I don't want to go in detail. Finally, the problem got solved by some way. Kuresh solved the problem. So Kuresh, the disciple, he solved the problem between, who are the people involved in the problem? Pujari, Mahalakshmi herself, Sripad Ramanujacharya. These are all not just cows, they are divine cows. You know, Mahalakshmi, Ramanujacharya, contradictory with each other. Kuresh resolved the problem. When the problem resolved, the same devotee who is creating such a problem for Ramanujacharya, such an extent that he has to leave Srirangam, he started writing glorification of Sripad Ramanujacharya. He wrote 100 verses, full glorification of Sripad Ramanujacharya, and brought his poem, composition to Ramanujacharya and showed him, "Gurudev, I have offered this prayer. Return this prayer on your glories." So Ramanujacharya saw verse after verse after verse after verse after verse, so much glorification of Ramanujacharya. No, it's not easy composing verses, you know, with all meters and all these things. So he took all those verses and thank you so much. Now onwards, don't waste time like this in this endeavor. And he took all those palm leaves and put it in the, what do you call that? Anthill, you know, he put, and immediately within a matter of hours it was destroyed. So now this disciple, you know, he didn't leave. He wanted that I will do my seva of glorification of Ramanujacharya. At the same time, Ramanujacharya should accept it. So he devised a plan. Sometime you can be cunning or diplomatic in a positive way. So he went again and again started composing the verses glorifying Sripad Ramanujacharya. This time what he did was, first two lines he will glorify Krishna, Rangana Swami, Lakshmi Narayana, and the previous Acharyas. And the next two lines he will write Ramanujacharya's connection with both Lord and the predecessor Acharya. Within that he will also glorify Ramanujacharya. Like that he composed 100 verses. So now he brought it and showed to Ramanujacharya sincerely and paid his obeisances and, you know, pleaded him, "Please accept this." So Ramanujacharya, "What you have written?" "This is some little bit I have written." So he saw, and so much glorification of him. But first two lines are, "Pumannu madhu purandiya marban puhal malinda pamannu maran adiban induindavan." All glorification of Lord, you know, that Lakshmi, Narayana, in whose chest Lakshmi is residing, and whose lotus feet is a shelter for Sri Nammalvar. And such Nammalvar is actually residing in the heart of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Let us take shelter of his two lotus feet. Like this, the 100 verses goes like this. So now what he can do, he cannot take that and put in anthill like before, because Lord's glorification is also there. Then he saw also the disciple's sincere desire. So then Ramanujacharya accepted, "Okay, I accept your seva." And in fact, to such an extent, he said that this can be recited by all the Sri Vaishnavas, my disciples, every day. So today that becomes, they take next to Gayatri Mantra, Prapanna Gayatri, for all the Sri Vaishnavas. Every day they do recitation of that. So what I'm saying is that here, the contradiction and difficulties, such a great soul's endeavored, but how it ended up in such a sweet exchange. You know, that disciple who is creating such a difficulty for a spiritual master, he actually wrote a glorification of him. That became the mantra for the rest of the parampara. You know. So, what is a thin line, what is a sutra remaining below this is that the leader should be like a Brahmaji. When they see the difficulty with the cows, they have to deal with them properly and nicely. And the cows also has to take the position of, they should learn from Prithu Maharaj that sometime we have to, you know, take the back seat and accept others to go. It's easy to speak that, but that was a part of Prithu Maharaj. We learned from here that he accepted the proposal of Brahmaji. And he is incarnation of Vishnu, and Indra is also Krishna's limb. So in spiritual life, fight, win and defeat, you know, like we hear about Jatayu. Jatayu is defeated in the fight and Arjuna won the battle. But both are same from Krishna's point of view, Ram's point of view. So in that way, win or defeat in spiritual life is not at all, and they are both are same. Because if it pleases Krishna, that is win. If it is not pleasing to Krishna, it is useless, you know. So that element of bhakti or prema, that is actually the link between us and Krishna. You know, Atashri Krishna Matina Bhavidgra. Yesterday Bhagavan Prabhu spoke very nice thing. Prameya and Pramana. Manadhina Meya Siddhi, we say. Meya, Prameya means that which to be known. Pramana means instrument by which we are knowing things. Eyes is instrument by which we are seeing the color, yellow color. So the yellow color is a Prameya. This is a Pramana instrument through which we gather knowledge. So Krishna cannot be known through any Pramanas. Pratyakshanumana Shabda cannot be used to know Krishna. So what is the way we can know Krishna? Is beyond aprameya. He cannot be known through these Pramanas. Pratyaksha, I cannot reach Krishna. Anumana cannot reach Krishna. Shabda means vakya. Sentence cannot identify, comprehend Krishna. So what is the only way we can reach Krishna? That through Shabda, we understand who is Krishna. But that Krishna will be like a honey within the bottle. We cannot lick him. So the Shabda also can only bring Krishna like a honey in the bottle. But bottle is there, honey is there, but you can't taste Krishna. So what we require for that? That is Atashri Krishna Madhina Bhavet Grahimindri. Sevan Mukehi Jihvato. The seva is a something like I give the example of a Western plug point and Indian socket. You have both, but you can't. Krishna is like a electricity. Electricity is there, but we can't take it out because both are not matching. So our senses are like Indian plug point. That is something like a Western connection, you know, socket. We need to have adapter in between. Then we can receive Krishna. That adapter is a seva. Sevan mukehi jihvato. So manadhina meya siddhi. The prameya, aprameya Krishna, who is not to be, cannot be understood. Krishna is called aprameya. Prabhupada called adokshaja. He cannot be understood. But what is that link between Krishna and us? We are different category. He is spirit, we are matter. We are matter means our senses are material. What is the link between us? That particular adapter is called seva. That seva actually is the only thing by which we can actually attract Krishna's mercy. Without that, it'd be there, but you can't. It's like a honey in the bottle. Through that seva, we can receive Krishna. And that seva is there, then all the problems of contradiction, difficulties can be resolved in a matter of time. Without any difficulties. But if the seva bhava is not there, then even a small thing become a big problem, you know. Small difficulty become big problem, cannot be resolved at all. So sevan mukehi jihvato svayameva spurotyadaka. So for that seva bhava, if it is there. So Prithumara jayadar seva bhava, he accepted that pleasing Vishnu is the most important than any other thing. Indra didn't have the seva bhava, but still it is bhakti, contaminated bhakti. At least one cow accepted, so the problem got resolved. And because of that, the rest of the society become peaceful. Further, these apasampradayas which Indra is propagating are being stopped. So from the higher point of view, His Holiness Radhana Swami once, he told me, but I don't know when, which lifetime I will be able to follow that. He said, if there is a difficulty between, difference of opinion between your God brothers and you, even if your God brothers are wrong and you are right, if you are being right and not accepting their proposal is going to stop the growth of Srila Prabhupada society, better you accept their wrong from your point of view. It may be correct also. Your point is fact also. Better you accept that and you be part of that association society. And give example of Gaudiya Mutt, that how everybody thought they are right, and how what was the result of that, you know. So it is easy to say, but if we can develop the quality of Prithu Maharaj and be like the Prithu Maharaj cow, and when the fight comes, accept lower position and the lower standard, and be with the devotees, that could be a great thing. So easy to say, but I seek all your blessings to imbibe those qualities, and someday I can follow the instruction of spiritual master and the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thanks. Any comments is there? Adikesha Prabhu, any? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.